From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Now Hurricane Nate is causing concern that it could be the latest storm to cause damage to the already hurricane-ravaged U.S. It's moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico, with a maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. John Bel Edwards is Lieutenant Governor of the U.S. State of Louisiana.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
It has claimed at least 20 lives as it moves across Central America. North Korea might be preparing to conduct another missile test.
Pyongyang is said to be preparing a long-range missile test in the near future, which it believes can reach the west coast of the United States. That's according to Russian lawmaker Anton Morozov, who was quoted by RIA news agency on Friday after reportedly returning from a visit to North Korea, though he didn't specify which officials had given him the information. According to a U.S. official, there have been signs Pyongyang could be planning a missile test on or around October 10, the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, and a day after the Columbus Day holiday in the U.S. But they also cautioned Pyongyang hasn't staged launches despite indications that it would in the past. Tensions over North Korea have ramped up in recent weeks since Pyongyang staged a series of missile tests and had a heated exchange of tough rhetoric with Washington.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas. This is